See, man, it's actually kind of hard to explain the gravity of the situation. See, Twitter in particular is now a cottage industry, maybe not even cottage, just a full-blown industry, of post anything you can possibly think of, and the more provocative it is, the more money you get paid. The formula isn't exactly open source, but because it incentivizes engagement, right, and there's a discrepancy between unverified and verified accounts and how much gets paid, people are now rushing to report on the most extreme things they can possibly find just for the revenue share. Now, that's not exactly a novel phenomenon, not in the slightest on social media, but it's worse than I have ever seen in my entire life right now on Twitter, and the structure is composed in such a way where even when false information is successfully debunked, the original poster has a monetary incentive to leave it up and let it spread. Even if it's wrong, even if you scroll down in the community note or the comment section debunks it and shames the original author mercilessly, they still get paid for that activity, which has led to one of the most vicious propaganda and disinformation cycles I have ever seen in my lifetime in the world. Let's just show some examples. For clarity, I will not be weighing in on the discussion with my own opinion about the conflict. Won't happen. I'm not here to discuss the sides, the events, or the morality of anything. I'm just here to showcase that Twitter, or X, is a fallen world of deliberate propagated lies. I'll start with this. On October 8th, in the middle of a breakout war, Elon Musk posted this, recommending two accounts for following the war in real time, saying that they were good sources. Not just one, but both of these accounts were previously some of the largest engines behind the propagation of fake AI images, claiming that there had been an explosion at the Pentagon. Two for two on people who promoted blatantly obvious AI disinformation. Now, to be fair, at least OSINT Defender actually tries to have accurate information. I've looked at their content in the past, and they've been helping debunk the torrential downpour more recently of lies on the platform. Kudos to them. But that's the foundation we're building on. Let's get more detailed. This right here is a post with, at the time, about 250,000 views. Quote, "Big breaking, a U.S. Air Force nuclear-capable B-52 bomber just landed in Israel," end quote. Well, for starters, it's bullshit. But if we want to get technical, according to the U.S. Air Force manual, B-52s can't carry that ordnance anymore. They can carry nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, maybe, but they do not carry traditional warheads. Oh, and it also just didn't fucking happen. But Andrew Forsberg, verified on Twitter, is likely getting paid and has left the post up even now. Let's just try this one on for size. Quote, "Israel soldier completely destroyed Hamas aircrafts." Hamas doesn't have aircraft. "What a shot when Hamas aircraft entered into Israel," end quote. This video has 1.1 million views, and it's footage from Arma 3, and it's still up, a video game. Sure, now it has a community note after a substantial amount of time, but no version of that system can ever keep up with this problem, and that system itself, community notes, is an issue alone, a deeply flawed issue that I'll discuss later on. I'll go a little bit faster here for the sake of time. This account right here, Sprinter, has been perpetuating a flood of inaccurate information such as this. Hamas says it has no fear of U.S. carrier group in Mediterranean and thanks Ukraine for U.K. naval drones, end quote. But for starters, that picture traces back well over a year and comes from Ukraine working on their own fleet of naval drones. Also, it didn't fucking happen. That is, there has simply not been a statement made by Hamas to that effect. Period. This one went mega viral. Pretty much all the big influencers on Twitter reposted this time and time again. It's 2 years old, though, from Syria. They made money on it. It got them millions of views. They are leaving it up as a result of monetized incentive, and it's just flat out not true. Here's one. "Who are you with?" Almost 1 million views on here, and sure, it's not explicitly mislabeling the video as active wartime footage, as most others do, but it's another video game being shown as if it's real, and the list goes on. This guy right here has got to be one of the biggest parasites I've ever seen on all of social media, willing to push quite literally anything for the sake of money and views. This one has 6.9 million, and there's absolutely no confirmation that it's true. These people are parrots that just spit back out whatever video they get sent for the ad dollars. One guy propagated news that the third oldest Christian church in the world had been destroyed. Ben Goggin at NBC News did a good job debunking that particular instance, and the church itself had to clarify, no, the building wasn't destroyed. Millions of views, thousands of people picking it up and pushing it further afterwards, and it never even got taken down. Just flat out deception for profit. Now, there are a few different tactics people can use to try and see through some of the lies, but they're not easy. They take time, and honestly, no one can ever keep up with this. A good place to start, if you want to give it a shot, is geolocation for videos over on Bellingcat. Say what you want about them as a source, the information itself is valuable. And I'm getting maybe okay at doing that myself, but it's difficult as hell, and it takes a lot of time, like I said. Also, biggest thing, you don't get paid for doing it, and you have to look at horribly disgusting things and traumatizing footage for hours on end. Well, that skill is kind of necessary, even if it's difficult, because otherwise people can just get away with things like this. Israel-Palestine war live updates with a video, and the video is from Chile, but the list is never ending. This guy, again with 7 million views, claims that unspeakable atrocities are being committed, and it's just wrong. It's an old video, not even showing the forces he claims them to be. And it's blurred, right? I'm blurring it, because I'm not subjecting people to the deliberately inflammatory lies. I'm just not going to do that. I could go on and on and on, but let me just shift gears. A friend of mine with a verified account, good standing, and access to the community note feature gave me access to his account. First, it's all blurred because I'm not showing that type of horror online. No way. Second, because I don't want this account to get suspended for sharing it with me. But the scope of this problem is nearly unfathomable. Twitter is now a breeding ground for the absolute worst and most prevalent disinformation imaginable. The same accounts are repeatedly posting it, the same accounts are repeatedly picking it up and amplifying it more, and the scale is such that the impressions and views are best measured in billions, not millions. This horrifying series of events that has taken place over the past couple of days is now a commercialized industry on the platform, dispersing an untold amount of money by profit sharing with people who simply lie nonstop and post deceptive content as if it were wartime atrocities. And they don't even pull it down when it gets debunked. They leave it up and continue harvesting revenue. It's unbelievable and disgusting. Now, one thing I keep looking back on and just really shaking my head is that we've had signs about the potential for this to happen going back almost a year. Shortly after Elon Musk took over Twitter and messed with the verification system, accounts began to pose as verified corporations, measurably impacting or sometimes crashing stock prices. But what we see now is on an entirely different level. See, the industry of monetized deception is so rampant on the platform, the largest players guilty of perpetuating it, when contradicted by community notes, which are sort of the last-ditch effort of crowdsourcing some kind of moderation out there, they start to dispute the authenticity of even that system. The platform and the people populating it are so deranged and contradictory now that when false information gets posted by people deliberately and demonstrably lying for money, and then gets debunked by people trying to do the right thing, what's left of them, you have no way to tell if the fact check is even real, because the system actually is corruptible. In September, a viral troll posted that Elon Musk was considering taking his own life. It was a very viral post, and the community notes were then populated with a simple statement, "This is true," prompting a sort of democratized influence war over what to add. It was a demonstration of just how absurd all of this has become, because now, fans of Elon Musk even attempt to preemptively write community notes with the letters NNN, standing for No Note Needed, under his posts, just to stop them from getting fact-checked. You couldn't invent a more absurd reality if you tried. Monetized disinformation, open season on it for whoever has a couple dollars in their pocket, and a fact-checking system that can be co-opted by a handful of coordinated trolls. But when I say these things, people often lack the comprehension to see it. Why? Because it hasn't been clearly shown. I can tell you that a few dollars will effectively buy the foundation of a disinformation campaign, but how do you really know? This is how you know. Because we did it. This right here is my old research burner account, reframed as a citizen journalist profile. The tweet you are looking at is just a photoshopped picture of light in the smoke above a war-torn city, and it has 46 custom written comments, 105,000 impressions, and climbing, organically now, all right, this thing has actual organic traction now, as well as an active drip feed of 537 likes with 289 retweets that will be dispersed over time. The tweet cost $3.72. It is now harvesting organic impressions. It could be pumped up to whatever metrics I felt like with whatever numbers and a handful of dollars, and this can be done with verified accounts, which you can buy and sell, on top of a system where you can write and post your own community notes on your own tweets, with the right number of proxy accounts. It's an imperfect experiment, to be sure, compared to the prior work that we did with mapping bot networks, but people don't seem to realize or understand that quite literally nothing on that platform is credible or trustworthy. Not the creators who post the breaking news, not the fact-checking that's done beneath them, and all of it is spiraling out of control because these people are being directly paid to post as much inflammatory content as possible while they are actively disincentivized to ever remove it, even when it is successfully called out. I have never seen something more dangerous on social media. Not the TikTok trends, not the Facebook stuff, not even the Amazon algorithm I looked at selling item combinations designed to help people end their own lives. That's a dark future of algorithmic content serving, but whatever. Nothing comes close to the size and scale of the problem on Twitter because it was created or has created a space where the more shocking the lies are, the more money you make, and you keep making money basically no matter what happens. Wired magazine tried commenting on this, and the replies are just a torrential outpouring of unhinged disdain for the mainstream media, which is justified in some cases, all right? But unironically, the mainstream media, kind of as an avatar, and the worst of the large organizations or syndicates that you can think of, the worst ones, are better by far than this new reality of citizen journalism on Twitter. When you actually get access to the community note system or scroll the feed of content with keywords like Israel or Gaza, it hits you just how far this has devolved. And when you look deeper with basic geolocation or even slight due diligence on what may or may not be true in that feed, you realize that the platform is completely overrun and the value has gone negative. People will say, oh, that's not true, and I have no idea how this video will be received by and large. But it's become clear to me that despite innumerable faults and failures in the mainstream media, which is just a fact, Twitter, X, whatever you want to say, it's worse. It's worse by far. And it seems to now be, in my opinion, the epicenter of actual global disinformation. That's it. If you want to support the channel, there are links down below. Some projects coming soon. This one had to be rushed as a result of the surrounding circumstances, so not what I quite hoped it would be. But big things are in the works. Thank you all for watching. That platform is beyond repair, and have a nice night.